Okay, Marcel Portut here with Coach Bahamas from Georgia State Volleyball. We'll look at the matches overall with, we'll start with Arkansas State. Dropped that first row match 3-0. What were your overall impressions of that match?
Disappointed. This is the first time we haven't battled. You know, that we felt like we're equal competitor with Arkansas State, and it didn't come from our side of the net. Maybe I should say that over. It did come from our side of the net. We did not execute on our side. Arkansas State has a great team, very well coached, but we didn't take advantage of the things that we could do well.
I did notice, though, since you had a slow start, but the third set, you were had a little bit better hitting percentage. Is that something you can take towards your next few matches, even being down 2-0 on the road?
Partially it was passing. Passing was actually was a big part of it. And the serving and passing game, we were not able to get in rhythm in our offense because of our passing. Our passers got more comfortable by the third set, but that's way too far into the match to make a real impact. And so really coming out confident and aggressive in the passing game.
Okay. And also the Arkansas Little Rock contest, also a 3-0 defeat. I saw some defense, just looking from the arena reports, looking like struggled defensively as well. What are some things defensively that you want to improve on as you head into your next few matches in conference?
Well, every day we work on our volleyball IQ. And so that's IDing shots or tips or hitter tendencies, really playing the game or seeing the game, the bigger picture of the game, instead of just where the ball's going, seeing ahead of the ball. And we're getting better. We're just working to identify that a little faster. There's no doubt we are a better team today than we were last week and the week prior. And so it's a building process. And so we look at when all those things come together with our volleyball IQ and our serving and passing game, we're a very strong team. We just got to get all of those things on line.
Yeah, you've had half of a conference season right now to look at where the team is overall. What are some positives that you've seen, from the past week or two as you've gone through the conference season?
Definitely different players stepping up. And so we have Christina Stinson that stepped up on Friday, who had a great match versus Arkansas State after she was pulled out of the first set, came back and just did a great job. Gabby Serafin did a really nice job passing, passed probably her best game against Arkansas Little Rock. And so we're starting to see different players emerge as leaders of the team where we don't have to just rely on, say, two players, Dee Dee and Eliza. And so that's always great for a coach to see that the different players are coming. Now we're asking four of our players to step up during a match. Then we become a very strong team.
Okay, and lastly, we have Texas State coming up on Friday. What are one or two things that you're working on this week in practice to maybe get better at so that you'll be better prepared against Texas State?
Texas State is a great team service-wise. They have a very balanced offense. But I still feel in this conference that taking care of our side of the net is the number one thing. And so it feels like a weekly thing we talk about this, but the serving and passing game is so vital on the court side of volleyball that that's our number one thing we can work on.
Okay.